your district that you represent and your congressional district, if you could, too, please. Okay.
Representative Peggy Scott, I'm from Andover. I represent Andover and Ham Lake, and that is District 49A. This is my second term.
I'm Representative Kurt Dout, District 17A, which encompasses a little bit of Chisago County and Isani County in Congressional District 8, and then just a sliver of Anoka County, which sits in the 6th Congressional District.
I'm Joe Hoppe from Chaska. I represent three-quarters of Chaska and all of Chanhassen, District 34B in the 2nd Congressional District.
Tom Freeman, Committee Administrator.
And I represent Plymouth and Medicine Lake, and I live in Congressional District 3.
I'm Kate Hensing, and I'm the CLA.
I'm Matt Gehring from the House Research Department.
I'm Mary Murphy. I'm from the 8th Congressional District, St. Louis Carlton County, House District 6A. One of those. And the chairman asked me beforehand if I'd been on redistricting before, and I said, no, I've just been affected by redistricting in the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s. So this is my 18th term.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Paul Marquardt, representing Legislative District 9B. I'm in Congressional District 7, represent all or parts of four counties, which is Clay, Becker, Wilkin, and Traverse along the Red River Valley on the west.
Hi, I'm Representative Melissa Hortman.
I represent Northern Brooklyn Park, which is in Hennepin County, and Southern Coon Rapids, which is in Anoka County.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Representative Jean Poppy. I represent District 27B, which is in southern Minnesota, the city of Austin, most of Mauer County, a little bit into Fillmore County, and it's CD1.
I'm Nancy Conley, and I'm in DFL Research.
Jamie Tincher, DFL Redistricting Analyst.
Tom DeLaurier, Redistricting Tech.
Pat LeBanco, GOP Research.
Okay, and Pages, if you could just introduce yourselves as well, please. Great. Thank you, everyone. And we have people in the audience as well. Thank you for coming. Usually when it comes to redistricting, it takes a unique individual that has interest in the redistricting process. So we appreciate you being here. And if you wouldn't mind, just give a shout-out of who you are and any other comments you want to briefly share. Thank you. And Pat and Jennifer, if you want to give your names.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I apologize. We came a little late. Jennifer Loon, District 42B, which is all within the city of Eden Prairie. CD3.
Pat Grofflo, Farmington, represent Farmington, Southern Lakeville, and portions of rural Dakota and Goodhue counties, all within the 2nd Congressional District.
Representative Clark, as you're getting yourself seated, we're just giving introductions here right now. If you could just give your name and your legislative district and congressional district.
Okay. Karen Clark, I represent District 61, which is three inner city neighborhoods in South Minneapolis in the 5th Congressional District.
Thank you. Did I miss anybody? Okay, Great. Well, I appreciate you all being here. Our goal when we do set committee hearings will be to start on time. We were a little delayed today because the committee before us was a little delayed, so we can't prevent that. I grew up in a family, though, where you arrive 30 minutes ahead of any event that you had, so it's a little difficult for me to start late like this. But we'll do our best to start on time. In your folders, members, you will find committee rules for this committee. Please make sure that you're aware of those. Other issues of just ask that you be respectful of other members' time and any witnesses that we have come before us, that you're respectful of their time as well. And the rest, I think you all know how it works. As far as next week, we plan on having a committee hearing. We're looking at Tuesday. We don't have that finalized for sure. But at that meeting, we're going to get a historical perspective of the redistricting process for Minnesota. Matt Gehring from House Research is going to help us out with that process. And then I'll make sure that I communicate with the rest of you on future meetings so that you're aware of what to expect. And Representative Murphy and I have been in contact regarding these issues, too. So if you aren't familiar or aware of what's going to be coming down the pike and you can't get a hold of me, you can always contact Representative Murphy as well. With that, any questions from members at all? Representative Poppy.
Thanks, Madam Chair. I just was wondering, do you have a sense of one meeting a week, or do you have multiple meetings during the week, or sure. and an immediate thought on that? Just curious.
Sure. You know, until we get the numbers, I'm guessing that it'll be about one meeting a week. We're not anticipating getting the census numbers till end of February, mid-March, somewhere in there. They are required by law to give them to us by April 1st, but of course it's our hope that we get them earlier than that. So that's what you can expect. Then, of course, once we get the numbers, it's going to be a little bit more fast and furious, and we'll have to meet a little bit more often to accommodate everything that we need to get through. So, mm-hmm. Great. Any other questions? If not, we stand adjourned.
I was going to say, yours was really good, Joe.
Sarah, I think I remembered what Rob found.
All right, I'm going to go flip the switch.
So just grab the...